Macmillan Audio presents Arbitrary Stupid Goal by Tamara Shopson. Read for you by the author.
In the print book, there are drawings and photos embedded in the text. If you hear a horn, that means a picture would have been there, and if you like, it can be found in the bonus PDF. A symphony. The imaginary horizontal lines that circle the Earth make sense. Our equator is 0 degrees. The north and south poles are 90 degrees. Latitude's order is airtight with clear and elegant motifs. The Earth has a top and a bottom. Longitude is another story. There isn't a left and right to Earth. Any line could have been called 0 degrees, but Greenwich got first dibs on the prime meridian, and as a result, the world sets clocks and chips by a British resort town that lies outside London. It was an arbitrary choice that became the basis for precision. My father knew a family named Wolfowitz, who wanted to go on vacation but didn't know where. It hit them. Take a 2-week road trip driving to as many towns, parks, and counties as they could that contained their last name, Wolf Point, Wolfville, Wolf Lake, etc. They read up and found things to do on the way to these wolf spots, a hotel and a railroad car, an alpine slide, a pretzel factory, etc. The Wolfowitz ended up seeing more than they planned. Lots of unexpected things popped up along the route. When they came back from the vacation, they felt really good.